Good afternoon. I'm so glad that you stayed for our session. And that shows your dedication and your commitment to reaching people on the ACA. As you notice, our presentation is called There's Something in It for You. And that's really one of the messages that we went to the people with, that there is something in this bill for you, even people that are against it. It's interesting, if you tell them the benefits of the ACA, they love it. But if you call it ACA, well, ACA, it's okay, but if you call it Obamacare, then, you know, they're against it. So anyway, there's something in it for everyone. If you were listening to the debate on healthcare, people were saying we have the best healthcare system in the world, the whole world. And I would be screaming at the television, by whose standard? I just couldn't understand it. Look at what we spend. And this information comes from Mirror Mirror on the Wall, Commonwealth Fund, Health Expenditures in the World Bank. We spend more than any other nation in the world on health care. It's more of our GNP than even what it was, what we spent on defense. So we have the most expensive health care system in the world, that's for sure. The question is it the best? This is a report that was done. I know this, it's a little busy, but I like it because it shows that out of all the money we spend, and you can see for this is an 11 country study, we spent the most and we're still rated 11th. This is our overall ranking. And this ranking was in not just 2013, the ranking was in 2012, it was in 2007, it was in 2006, it was in 2004. If you go all the way back, we're dead last. And in a lot of areas in this study, we're dead last and we just don't rank well. So we have the most expensive healthcare system, but not the best. And if you look at the behavior risk studies, these are people in Michigan that reported fair and poor health. And interesting, if you add to that the impact of the individuals that have no health insurance, the bars are very similar. So you can't say there's a direct correlation, but it does look rather interesting that people who self-reported having fair and poor health also don't have health insurance. So the ACA is significant in that. And I love this picture. I'm going to have to replace it with a $100 bill or something because we're past $1 right now. But basically, we are burning money up. And that's why I like this slide, because there was a study that was done by Levice. And he was basically showed that there are trillions of dollars. I have the numbers. I have to see if I can read them with my glasses. That there are $230 billion in direct medical care expenditures and over $1 trillion in indirect costs that are related to inequities in our society. And I love this study because I always said when we can break health disparities down into a dollar and cents issue rather than an altruistic issue, then people will take notice. Basically, we're burning up money. So that's what's important with this slide. In our Region 5 RHEC, we have the 6 states that are represented. And our vision is a nation achieving the highest level of health care for everyone. And surprise, surprise, in order to do that, you have to look at health disparities, because you will not have health equities unless you're looking at health disparities. And our mission is to increase health equity through the elimination of health disparities. And one thing, I know you know it, but I say it at every presentation, ACA is great, ACA is fine, ACA is wonderful, but it does not eliminate health disparities. It isn't the end all for health equity. We have to do other things as well. Access is a part of it. It's a very important part of it, but it's not everything. So we still have plenty of work to do, which is good because that'll keep all of us employed in the future. Our outreach goals in our region, our ACA program came from the Awareness Committee, and we worked with Michigan and Ohio. And the strategies were that we wanted to deliver ACA outreach to our particular communities. We are blessed in that both of our states had Medicaid expansion. In Michigan, we played some funny little political games, but we eventually did get it too. And it was an economic, it was a Republican governor, but it was an economic issue that he used to push it forward, and our Republican legislator fought him tooth and nail, but eventually we won out. So we're glad in that way. And what we did, we have a culturally appropriate information about ACA. We wanted to make sure that it reached the people that we were trying to target, and we targeted minority individuals. And we wanted to raise awareness about health insurance because we found out people didn't know what to do with it. A lot of people in our state, because we expanded Medicaid, had never had health insurance before, especially men. They had no idea. They said, okay, now I have it. Now what do I do with it? So we wanted to inform people about that. And later on, another presentation is going to talk about the pre and post measures. And we wanted to create a network of champions, because it's true, you have to have champions that push your issue forward. If you don't have champions, and they need to be community champions, it won't go anywhere. In Michigan, we did two particular waves. Our first outreach, we built on the Office of Minority Health theme for that year, and it was Advancing Equity Now, Uniting Our Communities to Bring Healthcare Coverage to All. And in that particular outreach, we had 23 community-based organizations and 19 CBOs, and we did a train-the-trainer model where we actually gave them jump drives that had ACA information on it, ACA presentations on it, so everyone who came to a train-the-trainer model was actually able to leave with a jump drive with information on and links to resources, the NPA toolkit, and a lot of important links that they could take back to their community. They could run off the flyers, they could run off the information, and then we also provided a way where they could call us. If they had a question, they could call our office and say, can you tell me this, or where can I find information about some particular aspect that they were looking at. And we also went to organizations, and we had 622 people that attended. In our second outreach, we had 840 attendees, and we basically partnered with an insurance company, of all things, to do outreach into communities of color. And this insurance company wanted to, it was a new insurance company, they were trying to compete in the marketplace, and it was a nonpartisan presentation, but they actually partnered with us to get that done. And we wanted to educate them on the policies, what it was, what it could do, and how in the world you would use insurance. Now these are the benefits for Michigan. And you can see we had over 1.3 million people that were uninsured, and the important part about this is for people who don't like ACA, there are almost a million young people in the state of Michigan who were able to stay on their parents' policy. And everybody likes that, even Republicans like that. So, you know, you have to push that. That's one of the features that everyone thinks is fair. And there were people with pre-existing conditions, almost 150,000 people that didn't have any insurance at all. And I was one of them. I had a pre-existing condition, and without the ACA, I couldn't get a policy because it was just, I couldn't afford it. It was just too expensive. And it was just ridiculous. What they said was that for some kind of test for pre-existing diabetes that I would probably have diabetes in years. I have absolutely nothing. The insurance companies were just using whatever they could use to keep from covering people. Now in Ohio, we used a different approach. We had a social media approach because we were trying to use and access the young Invincibles. So we launched a Facebook page. And if you look at Great Lakes RHEC on Facebook, you see a wonderful page where we have our information listed. We had over 200 attendees, and they partnership with mainly Asian Americans and public health associations. And they had around 225 people, that's 425 people that attended their events, but they also worked in the African immigrant communities as well. Now, everyone wants to know about the lessons that we learned. We learned quite a few lessons. One of the things that I usually bring to a presentation that I didn't bring today is a statue that I have from Ghana. It's a unity statue where everyone is carved. There are seven heads, and they're all interlocking. And what I do, the reason I bring it is because we are all in this together, Republican, Democrat, white, black, Asian, African-American, Latino. This is our country, and we are all in here together. And we have got, I believe, this is the generation where we're going to have to figure out how to navigate these differences to weave the country together. This is our job to do, and we're handing this off to the next generation, so that's really important. And we use treetop and grassroots partnerships, which is what I call it. Treetop, our organization had people at the top who we worked with, and so we had those individuals, and then grassroots, we know what those are. And every community has a vetting process. If it's an African-American community, they want to know who your mother is, where do you go to church. If it's a Latino community, they want to know, you know, how many Latinos do you know. But every community has a vetting process. You have to figure out what it is. Every community also has needs and informational needs, and what we did, we listened to our stakeholders. We did a little bit more than that. We actually gave them my presentation. I worked almost 70% of the work I did was with Asian communities. And I know you didn't know it, but I'm not Asian. And so I would go in the community, very highly identifiable. I walk in a Buddhist temple, and I'm standing there. No one in there looks like me. And they say, oh, you must be the presenter. Wow, But what I did, I actually gave them my presentation, and they adapted my presentation, not just translated it, but they actually were a collaborator, and they actually changed the presentation to something that was useful to them. And basically what they wanted to know was, what is it? How do you get it? What can I get for the Affordable Care Act? How do I sign up? How much does it cost? Those were the things they wanted to know. That's what everyone wants to know. And so because of the partnerships that I've had in the Asian community over the last 5 to 10 years, I was able to work with them very successfully. As you can tell, she gave me my sign, so I have to run through this because there's some things I want to tell you about. We use translators because it was the most interesting experience. I would work in Vietnamese communities, and I have a picture where we would have two presentations, one in English, one in Vietnamese. I would say the English part, someone else would say the Vietnamese, or if it was a Hmong community or a Korean community. And it was just really interesting for me to be able to work in that environment because I hadn't done that before. So that was something new for me. And we really promoted community resources and understanding between the ethnic groups. We had some successes. We had a lot of successes. One of the things that we did is the Asian community in Michigan enrolled 3 times what their population was, and so that was really great. Over 8% of the enrollments in Michigan for Asian community. An African American community, we had 10% of the population, 17% of the enrollment in ACA. We also had some challenges because Latinos communities appeared to be afraid because of undocumented and mixed families, we kind of undocumented and documented, and so the rates were really low. But an opportunity was that I was instrumental in helping to write a grant for an Asian American collaborative that is 3 states. So that was really a good thing. I just wanted to show you some examples from our presentations. As you can see, the one is in English, the other one is Hmong. Famous picture. This is a outreach folder. An outreach flyer, and all the outreach was done by the community-based organization. These are the terms that people didn't know, and they didn't know what premium, all they knew when they were picking premium, they didn't know about any of these other terms, so we went through how do you use it. I also developed a healthcare example to show people what is the difference between a deductible, what's coinsurance, what's out-of-pocket cost, what's a premium, because they didn't know, and we did this in all of our communities when we found out they didn't know how to use insurance. This is one of my favorite pictures. This is a Buddhist temple. Showed up on a Sunday morning. I'm Pentecostal. I showed up in a Buddhist temple on Sunday morning and just said, okay, here I am. And this is where it shows you how we did the presentation, where you see the one slide is me with the English presentation. The other was in Chinese. And these are some of the images that we use because various people, if it was African-American presentation, African-American slides, Chinese or Asian, Asian slides. If it was multiracial, we had everyone in there. Indian, Native American, same thing. But people want to see themselves. And this is one of our outreach that we did, our PSA.
1 year ago, Congress passed the Affordable Care Act that reforms the health care system for every American.
So, no matter your age, or your race, or your ethnic group.
And no matter what your income.
Oop, I made a mistake. I clicked it too soon. What they say in the end is there's something in it for you. And that's what we were trying to relay is the message. There is something in it for you. Thank you very much.